Sue, could you repeat that, what you wanted?
Absolutely. I would love to have two or three people step out and share a victory, something they're grateful for that's moving them toward their dreams and goals, something that's happened in their business or personal life.
Okay, I mean, I'll step out because I use daily motivation, right, to move me toward my dreams and goals. And right now, what I am really, really getting a lot of value from is the audio book called Outwitting the Devil, which was written by Napoleon Hill in 1938, but was not released until 2011. And it's extremely powerful, and it deals with all the negativity that we're bombarded with and how to overcome it. And it helps me every single day to keep on track and to keep moving toward my goals.
That's awesome, Lewis. And it's really important that we are flooding our mind with things that are positive, because there is a lot of negativity out there in the world. And, we have to constantly program our minds towards the positive, rather than being bombarded with the negative and the people that can choose to spew on us that negativity. That's awesome. And I've heard that that's a really, really good read. So I'm going to pick that one up for myself. Thanks, Lewis.
It's quite awesome, Sue. It's actually quite a jolt.
So can you repeat the title and then post the title on the Team Success?
Yeah, I will. The title is Outwitting the Devil,
mm-hmm.
by Napoleon Hill. And Sharon Lecter is the woman that Susan Sly has been partnering with, who on various projects. I mean, she's the woman who brought this to press for us. And the reason it wasn't published, Sue, is because they felt that he would be killed if it had been published earlier. And when you see it and read it and hear it, I agree. It's very subversive.
Wow.
I think he would have upset a lot of people, especially in traditional schools. And, Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill. And just one, for the lady who was asking, it's the call on July 9th. July 9th.
Hey, thank you for that, Lewis. Who else would like to step out and share a victory that's occurred in their business in the last 24 hours?
Sue, it's Mary Jo.
Hi, MJ. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to just put a little bit of a bee in someone's bonnet, or just to give a little nudge to people that say that they're, you know, they don't have place. They, you know, their list of people to call is small, and they don't want to call out of the phone book, and they don't. You know, it's always these don'ts and excuses that we all have made, so, you know, myself included. But there's always a reason why we can't connect. And I think that if we just take a few minutes and really think about where we are and where we go during the day, how in a space of just a few minutes we can find a place where we can connect, and it doesn't mean you're going to enroll somebody that day. It could mean that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, but it's a place to start, and if you don't start, nothing's going to happen. Case in point is my situation. I do have some limitations as far as the amount of time that I and place that I can be connecting with people. And one of the places that I do connect on a very extensively is when I go to work out in the mornings at the local YMCA pool. And it's a beautiful and wonderful facility. And it really does, you know, after I really thought about it, there were so many places in that building that I could connect. And in different ways. And one of the things that I want, since I've been going to this particular location for 5 years, one of the things was I really wanted to find a new way of approaching people without really imposing on their time, because a lot of people, you know, when they're in a situation they want to get in and want to get out of an exercise facility. And I know quite a few people now in this location, and many of them know that I'm involved with Isagenix, and many don't. It's just the way it is. But a lot of people know me, and I speak to many, many people. So what I've decided, what I decided to do the other day, and I am continuing to do it every day because I truly believe in it, is that, you know, when you, when someone starts to feel that they can trust you, and whether it is on a very basic level or on a very deep level, that you will not abuse your friendship with them. Trust is really a big part of that, and I have just begun asking for referrals again. And I know that sounds just very simple, and I know that sounds just very rudimentary, but I believe that that's one of the things we that many of us lack, that many of us don't do on a regular basis. And I really just do it by saying, you know, Jane, you know, I'm with this program, and I'm starting to really, you know, I just see the possibilities to help so many people out there in so many different ways. And then maybe if I know a little bit about them and who their networks are, I might, you know, tailor the request either towards the business, maybe towards the product, maybe both or whatever. But I'm really finding that I am received, and that message is received so well. And I'm just going to keep at it because I've, you know, I might get one or two answers, or they might refer me, and if somebody calls me up. And it's just been, you know, it just was a really great way for me to use, you know, be in the present moment, and to use that that whole idea of, and getting rid of that whole idea of, you know, not being able to find the opportunity to connect. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I know that was kind of the long way of getting around, but I couldn't think of any better way of doing it. But
thank you for that, MJ, because actually, in the process of you sharing that, I really feel that you are teaching part of today's lesson, and today's lesson is really about how many of you have already taken yourself out of the game. You've already chosen that because things did not happen the way that you had intended them, you know, when you opened your account or when you set your goals in January, or you set your, reset your goals at NYKO, or you reset your goals at a, you know, an Isagenix university. Where, whatever that was, you know, you set the intention that you would be walking into celebration with the name, the lanyard of Crystal Executive, and, you know, either you've passed your 6 months as a new associate, or you passed the Crystal Reset on July 11th, and you're feeling disheartened and feeling, you know, I just can't allow myself to go to celebration because I've failed to meet my own goal. And I just, you know, I know that there's people out there that have made that decision because they don't feel that, they are worthy to be in the room, or they have just set that as kind of their financial target. And I just want to talk about why that's all the more reason for you to be in the room. Is because something was not aligning with what you said you wanted to do and what you were willing to do to get there. So Susan taught us yesterday about setting powerful intentions. And with powerful intentions, what they really are doing is helping to rewire our thinking. So when, you know, when we craft those intentions and we use a specific time frame, then we're actually putting an end goal to those dreams and goals and aspirations that we have. And every time that we see those goals written out or those intentions, we get physically rewired. We're physically rewiring our brain by creating new neural pathways. And it's a really powerful way to change the definition of who we are. So, you know, because we may have set that goal and have decided or allowed other people to influence our decision not to come, all the more reason to be there so that you can learn how to change some of those neural pathways. You know, Glenn and I, as many of you know, on Friday, it will be our seventh birthday or seventh anniversary in Isagenix. And have there been times that we thought, wow, you know, this is going to be impossible? There are situations and circumstances that are arising that make it very challenging for us to get there. But we knew that the most important place for us to be at all cost was to be in that room being taught by the best teachers. I mean, think about some of the people that are going to be on stage this weekend. We will have Jim and Kathy Coover, Eric Coover, David Wood, Eric Worre, Susan Sly, Lynn Hagedorn, Peter Kelly, you know, Jay Bennett, some of the most amazing people that have gone before us that are going to be teaching us those pearls of wisdom from the stage on how we can take our business from where we are to where we are, you know, where we want to be. And wherever that is for you, that where you want to be might be an additional $500 a month. It might be an additional $1,000 a month. It might be an additional $10,000 a month, and you, you know, you've been complacent and you've been sitting there saying, "Hey, you know what? I've been pretty content. I'm happy to make an extra $500." But at some point in time, you wrote it on your board, or you wrote out that check saying you want to be earning $10,000 a month. So you're going to learn how to shift your thinking. You're going to learn the skills. So there's been times that it's like, you know, we've been at events and the phone rings and something has gone not so well at home. And it would have been just as easy to say, oh, wow, why don't we always plan for one of us to stay at home? Because with Cody's needs and her support team, there can be the possibility of something that needs to be attended to. But we choose no, because we choose to look at what lies before us instead of what lies behind us, and not allow ourselves to be caught up in the current moment of the unsettledness that's happening. And we set that intention, say, why is it so easy for us to surround ourselves with positive people, to surround ourselves with people that can teach us not just where to go, but how to get there in our business and in our personal life and our personal development. You know, I look at times that, you know, we have, you know, we've been stuck. We've been stuck in our journey and not stuck in our personal growth. Because as we look back, we go, oh, we were there for a while because there were new lessons we needed to learn and to apply. So we were there for a while learning those lessons before we could move on. And it's much like MJ. She's been going to the same gym for 5 years and is learning new ways to connect with people or going back to some of the initial skills that she used when connecting with people to realize, wow, if this isn't working, it's time to reflect back and say, what went really well? What was going, you know, what was I able to do or say to people that could stimulate interest in them? Well, just, I'm curious as we are on this call today to find out how many of you actually took the time to write out your intentions yesterday that Susan asked us to do. And for those that did, would you be willing to share one of your intentions with those of us on the call?
I did, Sue. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. All right. Thank you for that. And what, do you mind sharing one of your intentions, Dave?
Yes. It's like, I intend to bring a minimum of one person to celebration on August 23rd, 2014. And I wrote this, you know, I was like thinking about that, and I finally downloaded the call, and I wrote out that, you know, intention just before bed. And I remember to read it just like about 5 minutes ago. So I'm keeping it with me and going to read it all day.
That's awesome, Dave. Thank you for that. And before that, did you think that you would find somebody new before you actually wrote that intention out? Was it something you kind of hoped for, but you weren't really being specific and really intentional about?
To some degree. I mean, I've been working on it, but I haven't written it down. So.
And there's power. There's such power in writing it down and reviewing it over and over and over again. Would you agree?
Yes.
What happens for you energetically when you read it?
Just like it like flows through me. It just like chills kind of.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because it's like you already see it as being complete. Is that what's happening?
Well, I'm putting it out to, you know, my higher power. So, you know, with my effort, with my effort, we're going to make it happen.
Excellent. So you can't just write out the intention and poof, you know, wiggle your nose or wave your wand and expect that it's going to happen. Once you set your intention, you have to take action towards that, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And that, I think, in some cases is what's happened with some people that have said, yes, I'm going to go to Celebration this year as a new Crystal Executive. And they did one of two things, contacted, you know, got into a level of excitement, maybe energy, contacted a few people, had a few rejections, and that pulled them out of the game. There was no level of consistency in their connecting and follow through. And follow through is one of the keys, as we all know. Perhaps there was an area of the 8 steps that wasn't followed, so that the new people coming on board didn't have that really powerful experience, either in their product experience and in connecting them to what's available to them for the business. So those people have gone by the wayside potentially if we don't step back in, or they or I or we, I'm just saying this for me as much as for anyone else, don't step back in and say, hey, you know what? A few months ago, I was really excited and opened an account for you, established your trust with me, said that I would help you to have a really great experience and show you what's available to you, and I failed you. Would you be willing to allow me to get you started again and show you what really is possible? Would you allow me to connect you with other members of our community that share your common interests and goals? Would you allow me to take you to an event where you can see the bigger picture that's available to you if you decide to go on this journey with us? You know, it's being willing to be honest and vulnerable and go back to people with a new offer to them and with an honesty and a sincerity to get them started. So that's where some of our people, I don't know, has anyone had somebody fall off very quickly after you've enrolled them?
Yes.
Yes. Then can you go back, Lewis, and go, was it there? Were they properly set up to win, or were they set up to fail?
Well, I'm thinking of some who recently joined, and I can honestly say that they were set up to win. I won't get into all the reasons why I believe they made the choice that they did, but certainly fear had a lot to do with it, and lack of confidence.
Fear and lack of confidence, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do always look at that and say, okay, what didn't I do to help them? In this instance, I did a lot to help them, and they're just not ready. And what I'm doing now, which is helping me a lot, is to accept exactly where that person is at. and to support whatever decision they make without trying to manipulate them or make them feel bad or make them feel they should be doing something else. Just let them know I'm here, and if they are ready to take advantage of it, great. And if not, I move on.
Well, it's interesting that one of the things you said, that they are in fear often. And again, let's take this back to us getting to celebration, walking into the room at celebration with the lanyard for the title that, you know, we stated that we wanted to be at, and yet many people have already taken themselves out of the game for that, and often it is fear. And one of the, you know, areas of fear is that fear of success, fear of failure, and a fear of responsibility. So, you know, we can say, wow, what does it look like to be a crystal executive? Because, you know, and maybe those fears lie in the fact that you feel inadequate with your skills, or you feel inadequate with your circle of influence. You feel inadequate with your own personal state of well-being. Like, you, excuse me. I've got to shut off that phone. Sorry about that. It's always fun when the phone rings.
we could have like, danced to that.
Yeah, it's like cha-ching. But, you know, so it's often with those fears. And what I have found so helpful for me is when I'm looking at those fears is to face them and, to, again, going back to writing out those intentions. So one of the intentions that I wrote out, and I'm going to ask for a couple more, is around relationships. And I said, I am joyfully meeting new lifelong friends and business partners who come from all cultures and professions. And, you know, I absolutely intend that. Because when I meet many people, whether they, you know, I'm looking for brand new people, people that are not already in Isagenics. So from the moment we leave our house on our way to celebration, I am looking for new people from all cultures and all professions that will become lifelong business partners and friends. Now, I will probably narrow that down to a number of people as I write it out and it resonates with me energetically over the next few days. Who else would like to step out? David, I loved yours, and I'd like to hear a couple more.
So those MJ is here. I, if no one else wants to step out.
Okay, so let's read out your intention, MJ.
Okay, my intention is that there is always a way, and I use that as my phrase to start them all. There is always a way to connect. There is always a way to support the people that are on my team or the ones that don't know that they should be. There is always a way to self-improve.
Okay, so let's get specific on one area.
Okay.
There is always a way. I want one of your intentions.
Okay. There is always a way.
Spiritual growth.
To
whatever.
To self-improve, you know, at all levels.
Okay. So can we help you bring that down more specific? So if you're looking at, you're going into celebration, it's 31 days away. And there is always a way to self-improve, but let's be specific about an area that you want to improve in.
My mobility. It's physically.
Okay, so there's always a way to learn something that will improve my mobility.
Right.
That's specific.
Yes.
There is always a way to learn from. So in your case, do you think it's probably something that's related to one of the trainers, either on stage or somebody you have a conversation with?
I think it's more on, you know, people that I have a conversation with.
Okay,
because
so
it is so specific, and it's I think it's an area that is it's very specific when it's for someone else as well. You know, I mean, there are a lot of things that like challenges that we have that, you know, we have a goal. We want to be somewhere. We want to be part of the. We want to be part of the action. We want to be a recipient and a giver. And But if this is something that physically we is challenging, how do we overcome that, or how do we work with that to?
MJ, I'm going to ask you to say, how do I?
How do I because, work with that in order to to achieve all those things?
Okay, thank you for that. Because right now, what we're hoping to do is to make this very personal. This is about you, sharing your intention, and. You know, I'm going to ask somebody else to share theirs, but right now your intention is that why is it, you know, so start your sentence, why is it so easy or why is it always available? Or, you know, it. What, how do you start your intention again? Say the first four words.
It is always. It's always so easy.
It's always so easy for me to have a conversation with someone that will bring new information to improve my mobility. Something, be really, really specific about it. What is it you really want to receive? And repeat that about your health. So, you know, I am, because I believe I am is invoking the, you know, the will of God.
I am finding it so easy.
Yes, I am finding it easy.
I'm finding it easy to, use the, I'm finding it easy.
I'm finding it easy to learn new ways to improve my mobility.
Good. That sounds good to me. Yeah, finding it easy to find new ways to improve my mobility.
Yeah, period.
Right.
And that might be a new product that is launched. That might be a conversation. That might be a new, well, through the conversation, it could be a new exercise that you take on.
Absolutely.
A tweak in your nutritional program. You know, it could be any of those things, but if you think it's easy, it will be easy.
Thank you.
Awesome. Anyone else want to step out, or did I scare you off?
I'll share my mind with you, Sue.
I would love that, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, and I want to thank Carolyn yesterday for pulling me out of the crowd and telling them that I was the only one in the room that had mine last year. But I know that there will be more this year. I feel it in my heart.
Yeah.
And some of mine are very specific, and some of mine leave a little room for you know, subjectivity, I suppose. So here I go. I am grateful to have met Peter Kelly. I am
awesome.
Grateful to have given 100% of myself to the event. I am grateful to have learned one new dynamic thing that will drive our business forward. I am grateful to have been able to help others see the vision of exactly what Isogenics can do for them. And finally, I am grateful to have had many of our leaders, new and old, at this event, and to have them coming away with a will and a way to be successful.
Awesome, Kevin. I personally can't see any reason why you would need to tweak that because you're very specific about what you intend to receive, and you're also very inclusive. So you're specific for yourself, but you're inclusive for the community, which is powerful.
Thank you.
Susan, it's Lynn.
Hi, sweetie. Sure.
I am grateful for all the people that I have met at this event that I know on a first-name basis that I can utilize for the growth of my team to introduce them to new people.
Excellent. Who else would like that?
I would love that. May I read mine, too? Yeah, I love what Glenn just said, too. I love what both of the guys just said, too.
For sure. Go for it.
Yeah, I began by writing it in the form of the vision letter, which I intend to revise. But just a portion of it was, thank you for helping me to make Celebration 2014 the best one to date. Thank you for allowing me to share this event with Ashley, Rochelle, Lonnie, Gary, Stephen, Ray, William, Terry, and Stephanie. Now, some of these people are already members of my team and are coming. Others are not members of my team yet, and some of them are members of my team who said they're not coming, but I put the intention in there that I will be there with all of them.
That's awesome, Lewis. That's really powerful because there are 31 more days. 31 more days for people to make that decision and to be, you know, to be there with you.
So can I make a comment about one of the challenges in this exercise that people might be facing?
Sure.
I know that I face it when I do it, but I do it anyway. It's that the resistance comes up with the mind chatter, with what masks, you know, what David Wood calls the imposter, because it masks as reason. You know, a voice will come up and say, well, that's ridiculous. That person already told you that they're not coming. Or that's ridiculous. That person hasn't even enrolled. And so if I pay attention to that, I'm focusing on what I don't want, I will stop and I won't do the exercise. But if I just ignore it and go right ahead like a child, just do it. Just do it mechanically. That's how you get bring yourself into that space, but you got to go against logic and against reason.
Absolutely, Lewis. Absolutely, how powerful that is. And you know, I love. I'm not sure if many of you have some buttons that Isagenix gave out over the years, but one of the ones that I have says, "I have the solution," but I like to reframe that and say, I am the solution that people are looking for. And I have a few others that say, I'm energized, but I am energy and I am attracting people of positive energy into our team.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, everyone on this call probably has heard or remembers the song by the Beatles, The Fool on the Hill. And I love that. And I've looked it up and even gone into reading about the meaning of it. And it really applies here. Because, you know, the fool on the hill sees the world going round and the eyes in his head, you know, blah, 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 all that stuff. But the people are laughing at him. But he's not afraid to be the fool because he has wisdom and he understands. And that's what this is about. It's about stepping out of, you know, being cool, being reasonable. Be the fool on the hill.
Yep.
Just go ahead and do it and
for
see
sure.
where it takes you.
For sure. So it is 10:37. I am just going to leave you with this thought that affirmations or intentions change your attitudes. We are to use intentions to set a path that you will follow until it is fulfilled. So if I have set some intentions and I look at them and I think, I've set these over and over and over again, but nothing seems to be happening, take a look at the wording, as Lewis is saying. You know, are the words aligning with what you want or are they aligning with where you're at? And for those of us that maybe not those of us, but for some of us that really are looking for that recognition piece. You know, they're looking for that recognition to go across stage at the gala or to go across stage, you know, in the 100-pound club, the 200, 300-pound club, to go across stage in the ice of body. Recognition, one of the affirmations I have is, I am a winner and my life has lasting impact.
We bought the phone new camera. And you want to call it again?
And when you think about that, you know, that might be something that aligns with you, is that I am a winner and my life has lasting impact. Because by you choosing to set those intentions and really living into them, reading them morning, noon, and night, and really watching your energy shift, you know, ask somebody, you know, call up one of your friends, call up one of your business partners and say, I've written out my intention about my health, I've written out my intention about prosperity, what the things I want to learn, the people I want to meet, et cetera. Would you coach me after I read them to you and see if there's anything that I could tweak that would put a more positive energy into it that aligns with what I really do want to receive from this event? So if you have not done it yet, I know I've written some of mine, but not all of mine. I have intention cards laid out before me on my desk around fitness and recreation, self-empowerment, teaching, money, leadership, spiritual growth, recognition, and relationships. And, I'm reading them and going, okay, I've got to fine-tune that. So I just encourage you to please write them out, whether it be on a 3x5 index card or something bigger, a notebook, that, you know, you can start reading every day as we move this next 31 days towards celebration and beyond. Because remember, celebration is like the launching pad of what your final quarter in 2015 is going to be like. And it's going to be absolutely out of this world fantastic. And I look forward to seeing many of you there. I am easily going to be connecting with each one of you that are on this call, so please make sure you come up and say hi. And we'll have a great day. Have a great week, everyone.
You know I'll be giving you a hug.
You betcha.